Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast. I am your host, Major Tom, obviously. Today is October 1st, 2021. With Halloween right around the corner, I figured now would be a good time to really start getting into Halloween-oriented movies. But today, I am bringing you a review of the new Marvel movie from Sony called Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Starring Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock and Venom, with Woody Harrelson as Cletus Cassidy and Carnage. A little background first. When the original Venom came out back in 2018, there was really no reason to expect a movie like this to be successful in any way. For one, it was PG-13, and a lot of people were expecting the movie to be rated R, because, well, the character of Venom, he's pretty brutal, but apparently the rating didn't really matter, because the movie grossed almost $800 million, making it a box office success, which made making a sequel pretty obvious. Now, background on the character Venom. He's a bit of a spin-off character from Spider-Man universe. Venom is a symbiote that attaches, an alien organism that attaches itself to Eddie Brock. And as a result, the character Eddie Brock seems to have a dual personality, because, well, he does. Venom has his own personality, and they kind of get on each other's nerves. Now, the original Venom film that came out back in 2018 was actually not that bad. But the only reason it worked for me was Tom Hardy's performance as Eddie Brock in Venom. If it wasn't for him, the movie would have been a completely generic origin story, and it would have not had any impact on making any other sequels involving the character of Venom. It's amazing how one person can actually save a movie from being completely like any other generic origin story. But Tom Hardy did it, and he was just outstanding. Tom Hardy is one of the best actors of his generation, and for Let There Be Carnage, he amps it up to another level, for better or for worse, because Venom, Let There Be Carnage, takes place sometime after the first movie, obviously, about a year or so. At the end of the original movie, Eddie Brock has an interview with a serial killer named Cletus Cassidy. Now, for those that are familiar with the comics of Venom, Cletus Cassidy becomes Carnage, which is kind of an offshoot of Venom's character. But Cletus Cassidy is a mass-murdering psychopath, so when he gets the Carnage symbiote, the murder spree goes up to, like, 50. He's pure fucking evil. And I was always interested in seeing how the filmmakers would actually bring Carnage to the screen. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is directed by Andy Serkis, who most people would recognize as the CGI character Gollum, or Caesar from the Planet of the Apes movies. But as a director, he has a pretty interesting eye for how action is supposed to take place. And when it comes to, like, CGI characters, there aren't many people out there who understand those kinds of performances the way he does. So it was a coup getting him to direct this movie. And I think he's absolutely a fantastic director. Now, bringing Woody Harrelson on to play Cletus Cassidy was really, really smart, because Woody Harrelson is an outstanding actor, and when he wants to go full psycho, there are very few people who can do it the way he does. I mean, obviously, if you watch the movie Natural Born Killers, he's really good in that. And Naomi Harris plays the character Shriek, who happens to be the love interest of Cletus Cassidy, and together those two are like kind of like the Bonnie and Clyde of the movie. But the problem here is not necessarily the acting, it's the writing. The writing is some of the worst I've ever seen. or heard. A lot of the jokes that are thrown around, especially between Eddie Brock and Venom, don't really land, and the film spends way too much time focusing on their being roommates and shit. And it sucks the energy out of the movie, which only runs like 97 minutes. So when you have jokes that don't land, it ends up being cringy, and you really don't want cringe in a movie like this, especially if you want to make it more action-packed than the previous movie. Because let's face it, the previous movie wasn't super action-packed, but the writing was a little bit more consistent. Characters had a little bit more depth. In Carnage, there really isn't a whole lot of depth, and there's a point when they try to humanize Cletus, which is a really bad idea. You really shouldn't be humanizing serial killers, especially ones of this caliber, especially in a comic book movie. This guy is a monster. The action in this movie is actually handled a lot better this time around. You can actually see what's going on, especially in the final battle, which I thought was phenomenal. When the fight between Venom and Carnage, it's epic. But when Carnage is allowed to be Carnage, now, that's when the movie really picks up. But, you know, some people are going to complain that because the movie's PG-13 rating, it cuts back on some of Carnage's brutality. And to a certain extent, I would agree. But in order to reach a wider audience, Sony kind of had to bring the movie down to a PG-13. But I have to admit, the movie pushes the PG-13 rating to its absolute limit. There's definitely some serious amounts of violence in here. There's a huge body count once Carnage gets freed. But the problem is, there's not enough of Carnage to really make the entire movie worthwhile. Now, granted, most people who watch this movie are probably going in to see Tom Hardy being Tom Hardy and Venom, and the movie definitely delivers on that front. Tom Hardy has great chemistry with himself, as bizarre as that is to say, but it is true. Not many people can pull off the whole dual personalities thing aside from Andy Serkis, you know, with his performance as Gollum. But Tom Hardy, he gives two completely different personalities to what is essentially the same character. And who knew that it would actually be one of the best things in comic book movies today. In terms of the story, it's nothing we really haven't seen before. I mean, obviously, Venom has to take down a big bad, you know, Carnage and Shriek, but also trying to avoid the authorities, you know, the cops and stuff like that. But some of these middling side plots, you know, that get Eddie Brock's ex involved, don't really seem to go anywhere and just don't seem to have a whole lot of impact. Now, not to get into spoilers, but there is a post-credits scene that people really should pay attention to if you do go to see this movie. I'll just leave you with one word about that. Implications. Something big is on the horizon, and I can't wait to see what it is. But as far as spoilers go, that's going to be it. And post-credits scenes, I'm generally not a big fan of those, but this particular one, oh yeah, we've got something big coming. And it's definitely going to tie in somewhat to Spider-Man No Way Home, the next Spider-Man movie, which is coming out in December. So, yeah, I may have said a little too much already, but you know what? But I wasn't super specific, so probably no harm done. If there was one word to sum up the entirety of Venom, Let There Be Carnage, it would be rushed. You know, some of the writing and the action and the way the movie is paced, it moves too fast. And honestly, I don't think there's enough screen time to really flesh out the story or some of these characters. At 97 minutes, it runs a little too slow. It runs a little too fast, and they try to pack in way too much. I mean, say what you will about the first movie, but at least the first Venom had enough room to really explore certain relationships and ideas, even if it didn't always pan out correctly. So, my final thoughts about Venom, Let There Be Carnage is going to be this. If you really loved Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock in Venom in the original movie, you're probably going to like this one. If you hated Tom Hardy's performance as Venom, this is not going to change your mind. And I'm probably echoing what a lot of other reviewers are saying, but it is true. You know, you're either with the movie or you're not. Thankfully, I'm with the movie, and I think there's more here that I really like than I dislike. But there's enough here that I don't like to make it pretty noticeable. But as far as comic movies go, I would say it's middle of the road. But again, that post-credit scene that implicates something major on the horizon, and that is what a lot of people may end up looking forward to seeing. I know I am. Also, there's one other issue that I would like to address with Venom. It's more to do with the rating and how important rating is to a movie. Ultimately, rating does not make the movie, despite what some people would say. Having Venom be rated R would have had the movie make less money, and it doesn't really add to the story. The story has to warrant the rating, and the story in the original movie didn't warrant an R rating, and the story in Let There Be Carnage really didn't warrant an R rating, even though it pushed the PG-13 rating to its limit. But the idea that, the R rating makes it a better movie is bullshit. No, that does not make a movie better. The writing makes the movie better. And if you can't get the writing down, it doesn't matter what the rating is going to be. Okay? The writing is what gives the movie its flow, its pacing, the characters, the story. If you get that right, everything else will fall into place. If you get it wrong, it'll fuck everything up. So there's something to be said for really good writing, and some of the writing in Carnage wasn't that strong, which makes the second film, honestly, not a great movie. Honestly, I would even go so far to say that it's not a good movie at all. It's a bad movie. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't have fun with it. It is a blast from beginning to end. It's well-paced, and, you know, I love the character of Venom. He's just incredibly fun to watch, and the design is brilliant, and I love the design of Carnage whenever he's on screen. And the transformation between Cletus and Carnage looks like it hurts, to be honest. Some of the CGI is really fantastic. But none of that really means squat if the writing isn't where it needs to be. And the writing for Let There Be Carnage really isn't that good. So that's pretty much my thoughts on Venom, Let There Be Carnage. It's rated PG-13, it runs 97 minutes, and honestly, it is a good time, but again, yes, set your expectations properly. You might not be disappointed if you like Tom Hardy as Venom, but if you don't, again, you're not going to like this movie if you don't like Tom Hardy as Venom. So it's not a movie for everybody, but honestly, it's actually not a bad way to start off October. Now, there's other stuff coming out this month that I really want to see, and are definitely going to be better movies, for sure, including, obviously, James Bond, you know, Dune, The Last Duel. So, yeah. October 1st, it's not a bad start. Not the greatest start to a heavily packed month, but it's a good start nonetheless. Now, anyways, if you guys have any thoughts about Venom, Let There Be Carnage, leave your thoughts in the comments section down below, and that's going to do it for me for today. So this is Major Tom signing off, and have a good one.